Great to be learning together, Sharei Oraz, Women's Tshuva of the Week. We're going to speak this week about sprays on Shabbat. Is that permissible? Now, why in the world would sprays not be okay? So we have a Ramah at the end of Siman Shin Yutet in Orach Chaim that says as follows. It's a little bit indelicate, but let's do the best we can. If someone spits into the wind on Shabbat, and the wind will mifazer, will scatter the spit, then says Rashi, it says the Ramah, Chayav Mishum Zoreh. You're violating the Malacha of Zoreh. What's Zoreh? Winnowing. Winnowing is when you cast the grain up to the air and the wind, and the wind separates the grain from the chaff. The Arabs still do this till this very day. It could be seen in Yehudah v'Shomron if you're there. And where did the Ramah get this from? You get this from the Yerushalmi that says exactly that if somebody spits and the wind will spread it, he doesn't do the intention. The wind should spread. He's using the wind to accomplish his goal. He's chayav mishum zoreh. So it seems to be a problem because here with using sprays, you're using air pressure. So also it seems to be zoreh according to this Ramah based on the Yerushalmi. Okay, so but Rav Avadya Yosef already addresses this issue here in Shelot Tshuva Yechavadat, and he says, don't worry, relax, because first of all, this is very, very questionable. He quotes a whole list of major poskim from the Chayei Adam, from the Mishnah Brura, from the Aruch HaShulchan, Rabbi Akiva Eger, the Maran Achidat, Tiferet Yisrael, Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz, Ma'ari Kash, who very much questioned this Ramah, and saying as follows: when do we follow the Yerushalmi? Only way it does it when it's not contradicted by the Bavli. The Bavli seems to contradict the Yerushalmi in this regard. Why? Because the Bavli says about the Melacha of Zoreh, Hainu Zoreh, Hainu Borer. It is exactly the same as Borer. You separate good from bad. You separating the grain from the chaff using the wind. Here, are you using when spitting into the wind? You're using the wind to transport or to get the spit away. In that case, you're just getting something which is completely psolet, something that is completely not usable. You're just getting rid of it. Using the wind to get rid of it. How is that borer? How is it similar to separating the bad from the good? According to the Bavli, zoreh. Zayin Vav Resh Hey Zoreh, that is according to the Bible, it's only when you're separating the good from the bad. The Yerushalmi expands, it's using the wind to accomplish any malacha. But the Bible disagrees, it's only when you're separating good and bad. And therefore, the poskim don't understand why does the Ramah follow this Yerushalmi? Yes, some Rishonim, the Rokeach, the Razorua, does quote it, but it's very difficult to understand why the Ramah quotes this halakha l'maaseh when the Bavli contradicts it. And not only that, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Tur, do not, Maran Shulchan Aruch, it do not include this Yerushalmi. It's a tremendous kiddush against the Bavli. And it just should not seem to be the halakha. So for Sfaradim, it seems to be a no-brainer. This is not a problem of Zoreh. You're not separating the good and bad by deodorant spray or air fresheners. These are not what problem at all. Or do you spray sunscreen? That also should not be a problem because you're not separating the good from the bad, and therefore shouldn't be violating Zoreh. Yeah, maybe using air pressure, but you're not separating the good and the bad. From the Bible, shouldn't be a problem. Now, some want to say even the Ramah does not actually say you're violating Zoreh by spitting into the wind and using the wind to transport the spit, but rather Zorek. There's a ta'ut sofer, it's a mistake, says Aruch HaShulchan. It shouldn't say zoreh, it should be zorek, because you're transferring from one rishut to another rishut. But if you're within an eruv, this is not a problem. So we want to say that even the Ramah is not a problem. And even the Rama doesn't follow this Yerushalmi. Even the Rama is just saying it's a problem of hotza'ah, of carrying from one Rishut to another Rishut, one domain to another domain, which is resolved, which is not a problem if you have, as long as you have an Eruv. Would seem even Ashkenazim don't have to worry about this Raman. You can use Brays on Shabbat. Now, there are those, however, that are worried about this Raman. Mishnu Abura seems aware that some Ashkenazim that are worried about it. And therefore, this question was posed to Moshe Feinstein by Rabbi Shimon Eider. He quotes this in his book called The Halachot of Shabbat, Halachos of Shabbos. And he quotes Rav Moshe saying that the whole Ramah, you quote that it's quoting the Yerushalmi, only is when you're using the wind. Here it's air pressure. Don't expand already a difficult and questionable Ramah to even further to say it's not only wind but air pressure. But so therefore, when you're using these aerosol cans for whatever you're using it for spray deodorant, sunscreen, whatever you're using it for air fresheners, it's all okay, because even according to Ashkenazim, even according to the Rama, even according to our text of the Rama, that's a problem of Zoreh, because that only is a chidush, only applies to the wind. The Melacha of Zoreh is using the wind. Here it's air pressure, and therefore it should be okay according to all opinions. Bottom line, totally permissible to use aerosols, and for various reasons, use sprays on Shabbat. And it's important, if you're going to be using sunscreen on Shabbat, do not use the solid one, because that may be an issue of mimareach, of smoothing out. Rather, the best way is to use the spray. The spray sunscreen, that's the way to go. Wishing everybody a great week with much bracha and much bruit.